Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, February 14th, 2019. Welcome to Day 756. Donald Trump will declare a state of national emergency in order to bypass Congress and build his border wall after signing the spending legislation which would prevent another government shutdown. The Border Security Compromise provides $1.375 billion for 55 miles of steel post fencing, essentially the same deal that Trump rejected in December. It does not include the $5.7 billion that he demanded for more than 200 miles of steel or concrete wall. The declaration of emergency would allow Trump to redirect funds from other parts of the government without congressional approval. The Senate advanced the spending package today in an 81-16 vote, and the House is expected to approve the package later tonight. Meanwhile, a federal judge ruled that Paul Manafort violated the terms of his cooperation deal by repeatedly lying to Robert Mueller and a grand jury about, quote, his interactions and communications with Konstantin Kilimnik, end quote. Kilimnik is a longtime aide of Manafort's who the FBI says has ties to Russian intelligence. Judge Amy Berman Jackson also found that Manafort intentionally lied about $125,000 he received for legal bills, as well as about another unnamed Justice Department criminal investigation. Manafort will not be able to retract his guilty plea, but he will be still required to hold up his end of this plea deal. The ruling does free Mueller's office from having to comply with the obligations set forth in Manafort's cooperation agreement, such as offering Manafort a reduced sentence for his cooperation. The breach of the cooperation deal after his guilty plea could add years to Manafort's prison sentence, who was convicted last year of 8 felonies, including tax and bank fraud. Manafort later pleaded guilty to an additional 2 conspiracy counts. Back on Capitol Hill, the Senate confirmed William Barr as the next Attorney General, putting Barr in command of the Justice Department as well as its ongoing investigations into links between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign. Last year, Barr sent a 19-page unsolicited memo to the Justice Department and Trump's lawyers, arguing that Trump has the power to, quote, start or stop a law enforcement proceeding, end quote, and therefore he could prevent Mueller from investigating whether Trump committed obstruction of justice when he pressured James Comey to drop an investigation into Michael Flynn. Barr previously served as George H.W. Bush's attorney general in the 1990s. And finally, former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe said Justice Department officials discussed recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office after Trump fired James Comey, McCabe's former boss, in May 2017. McCabe ordered the team investigating Russia's election interference to look into whether Trump had obstructed justice by firing Comey and to examine whether Trump had been working on behalf of Russia against American interests. McCabe's order came 2 days after Comey was fired in order to, quote, put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, end quote, so the investigation could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. McCabe was also fired last March and stripped of his pension just days before his planned retirement because he, quote, lacked candor, end quote. And now to the notables. One, Trump is dramatically downsizing 2 teams of federal officials who are tasked with fighting election interference by foreign countries. 2, the House voted to stop U.S. funding of Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen. 3, Trump is accelerating a secret U.S. program that meant to 3, Trump is accelerating a secret U.S. program to sabotage Iran's missile and rocket programs in an attempt to cripple the country's military and isolate its economy. And 4, a White House security specialist wants official whistleblower protections from the federal government after she raised concerns about unwarranted security clearances issued to top administration officials like Jared Kushner. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.